Hello, I'm coming with you for our AfterBuzz TV RuPaul's Drag Race recap for season 10, episode 14, the grand finale. I have two drag queens with me tonight. You'll see who they are. We're going to discuss those crazy lip syncs and some predictions and our favorite moments. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We got some drag queens in the house. Very well. Hi, y'all. I'm your host, 123 Jackie B. I am here with two drag queens, Lorraine Love and Stella. Say hi, ladies.
Hello.
Thanks for having us so much.
We're so glad to be here.
So glad to have you ladies. Here.
Thank you. It's not Ollie, it's Stella.
It's Stella. We also have Ronnie here. He's
via
in New York
Skype.
Right now, but we have him via Skype.
Yay!
Stella! And we have Tony Moore in the chat role.
Yes, okay. I do believe he is in the chat room.
Look out for him as well.
Yeah.
This finale was pretty shocking to me. I had a feeling Aquaria was going to win, but I was not expecting the butterfly disaster. So what were your overall thoughts?
I like last year's finale better.
Yeah, personally. I like last year's better, too.
Like, it's hard to live up to a finale like that. I still enjoyed it. There's some really good standout moments, especially with Cameron and her grandma.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite moments for sure. But, what did you think, Mom?
I liked it. It was what it was. We were talking when we were getting ready that I felt like a lot of the looks on the reunion I liked more than the looks at the finale. When you sent the list of pick your top three looks, I went, good, because there were only three that I liked. So. I mean, I liked the reunion looks better for me, my opinion.
Ronnie?
I think the reunion looks were good. I just can't get over Asia. I mean, Jackie and I have been Asia stans this whole time, and her entrance look for the grand finale was great. I mean, that was, you know, what we want out of Asia, and I just don't understand the butterfly thing, and it's not just because the gag didn't go well. But it's also, it didn't look good.
Right.
Like, it didn't actually, it looked, I think we made a joke on the text message, like, it looked very design on a dime. And yeah. I just didn't understand it. And seeing that it didn't work, it kind of broke my heart because I really liked Asia. That doesn't take away from Aquaria, but I really was bummed that she couldn't get it together.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to discuss it more in depth later. But the fact that she couldn't even make it to get through like to the next level to lip sync against whoever the winner would be.
Yeah.
That did break my heart. My favorite moment though was when they had the season one queens and the season 10 queens do the various RuPaul songs over the years for like an epic lip sync extravaganza. Did you guys have a favorite moment from the finale?
I mean, I did. I like that they brought the season one girls back. I missed my Tammy Brown, my sister. I love you. I think we were saying, I think she's just touring with Trixie. Well, she's touring now, but that was filmed a little while back. So that maybe not be why she
wasn't
there.
It's a pretty long tour, though.
But I think that's probably why the only reason she wasn't there is she probably had something booked. But I did like that.
Yeah.
I liked seeing all of them.
I liked recalling all of the songs too.
Yeah.
Because it put like this little bump of nostalgia in my head where I was like, oh, I remember this song and I remember that song.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was cool just
I also got that nostalgia too when they did the recap and then you talk about, you know, season one and then, you know, Obama takes office and all the different things we've been through 2008 till now.
Yeah.
There were some tearjerker moments. When I look at this finale, I don't look at it as like Ollie said, like last year where like Peppermint and Trinity and they all went in on the lip sync. I don't look at this season 10 finale that good, but I look at all the other nostalgic things from the queens coming out there to that recap to my sponge winning the congeniality. Oh,
that That was great. I loved that moment. Yeah. When Monet won, they said, though, that the other queens picked Monet instead of the audience, which... Yep. That was interesting.
Well, I think that they...
Not that I don't... I mean, I as an audience member would have voted for Monet.
I do think they learned last year that if they're going to let the audience vote, it needs to be for fan favorite. And that, and I do think the girls, because even in beauty pageants, it's the girls who choose Miss Congeniality.
Yeah.
Because they get to be around each other the whole time. And it does make more sense for them to be the one choosing mm-hmm. who's Miss Congeniality. So I am glad that they did that. I hope they stick to that.
Yeah.
And congratulations Valentina being the last fan favorite.
Oh my gosh.
You guys think next season they should do a fan favorite? Because if so, we all know Monique Hart would have won fan favorite. Monet would have won Congeniality. Am I right about that? Do you guys all agree that Monique Hart would have been at least our fan favorite?
It would have been Cracker Vanjie, I think.
I would say Vanjie or Monet, actually, because those were... Yeah. I
don't know that Monique would have been.
I do like her, but...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe there should be two. Maybe there should be a fan favorite and a Miss Congeniality. Yeah,
and I'm fine with that. I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah, did y'all
see the shade from Dusty? Dusty was not having Valentina when she...
I didn't see that.
Did you not? Oh, I was like, I always looked straight at Dusty, and Dusty was not having it during Valentina's little fan favorite.
Good, because I wasn't either.
It was funny.
I was like, la 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 la.
And her jokes weren't even funny. She was trying to like throw the shade at Aja.
No.
It's like, come on, Valentina. Like, just let it go.
Yeah.
Well, we have a little plug for you to watch some of our other after shows here at AfterBuzz TV. As we tape this, we have a Queer Eye after show going on right now.
That's right, Jackie. Yeah. And you really should, you know.
I gave her too much to play with today. She's distracted.
Oh, you need to... I know. I'm like.
Like, he's not catching on.
You need to subscribe. To all of our AfterBuzz channels,
come on,
please.
Stella.
Thank you,
Stella
Ronnie.
Is living for her hair and nails.
You know,
and I've been watching it and I'm loving it.
Yes, my nails are about to fall off, but it's okay. But subscribe to all of our channels. We have lots of good reality competitions, MasterChef. We have America's Next Top Model. Anything that you're looking for, Pose, we got it. Jackie said, "Queer Eye." I love Queer Eye, so please subscribe to us because we have some great content for you guys.
And we have a Big Brother after show.
Oh my gosh, it just started.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Big Brother just
started. You used to do Big Brother after show, didn't you?
No.
No.
I was just a little crazy fan watching it.
Hey, Stella.
Yes.
What would you tell your 4-year-old self? What would you tell your 4-year-old Ollie?
Stay away from Lorraine Love.
No. I would say, yes, you pick the girl character in the video game, you're gay, and be proud.
Yep. Absolutely.
Aww, yay.
Yes.
Yeah. I know. I always wanted Scarlet with G.I. Joe's. I always wanted to play with Scarlet.
Chun-Li. Chun-Li and Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Clue. I always picked Scarlet.
Oh, Miss Scarlet, too.
Because she was the slutty one.
I always picked her because
like,
she was always
the slutty one.
She was always red, and red is my signature color. So.
So, who was your favorite surprise guest? I was like living for the fact that Oprah and Dame Judi Dench were both on this episode. Uh-huh. It just made my heart explode.
Yeah. That was interesting. It kind of caught me off guard. I mean, I guess it just shows you how far the show has gone. Yeah. It was kind of cool.
Those were the only guests that I remember. Two.
Well, Gus was anyone? In the audience.
Oh,
Gus Kenworthy.
He's fine.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love him.
There was Sally Jesse Raphael's voice.
Right.
I even like when they had Stephen Colbert throughout the seasons.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is, you would have never think like Oprah Winfrey would want to get down with this type of content. So it was a big moment for season 10. I actually was very much into all of that.
Yeah.
I think my favorite guest was Cameron's grandma. Like I mentioned it earlier, but I think like that was the win for Cameron. Cameron didn't need to win the season because she got that message from her grandma. That was enough win for her. So shout out to her. That was so sweet.
Nice.
Yeah. That was so sweet.
That was nice. Cute. That was really sweet. So
I do have a heart.
Top 3 outfits. Okay, mine were...
Are we including someone in the chat room asked?
All of them.
Anything that can be lip sync outfits, it can be everything.
Everything. Okay. Right. Everything goes. Even if it was like a guest who came in and like, let's say you were living for Cameron's grandma's outfit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which Ali might have been.
Absolutely.
Okay. Sorry. Can I go then?
Yes.
I kind of low key, I don't know what it is, but I will say that I obviously, honestly have already been all over the Instagram of Aquaria's mother. And Aquaria's sister is also drop-dead gorgeous as well. I'm, like, all in the Aquaria family right now. Like, they are really, really fun. And that was, like, my big I like them.
Is
like,
this why you're in New York, Ronnie? Is there anything else you want to tell us?
He escapes and then married into their family.
Uh-huh.
No, no, stalking. I can never go to Aquarius family. I have to go Team Monet. Don't ever try to do that. I'm a sponge, baby.
Got it. Did you take your sponge necklace to New York?
I did. I wore my sponge necklace at Pride.
Of course you did.
And people talked about it. Like, it's like a big deal. Like, the sponge is really fun. Yeah.
I love it.
Wait.
I did notice, though, that Aquaria's mom sounds just like Aquaria to me.
Yeah.
There's a lot of similarities.
Oh, my gosh. She's a queen. You already know she's a queen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, Ronnie, I have a question for you.
Yes.
You went to a viewing party. How was the finale viewing party? How was that experience like?
This year I went to more of a personalized one, like a house party.
Okay.
So there was only about 25 people. Last year I went to Sasha Velour's viewing party, although she was at Terminal 5, I think she was, because they had a bigger event. But I went to Bazaar, which was a local spot that Sasha performed in for years. And the excitement of that last year was, I mean, you had body next to body next to boob next to face, but it was so wonderful. So 2 years in a row, I got to be around a big crowd. And it was really fun because I was in a crowd that loved Monet also. And that was not by design. I was just very lucky about that. And I wore my Janet Jackson shirt. So needless to say, like, we were three sheets to the wind. Yeah, yeah. It was so fun.
Aw. Nice.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. What's your favorite three looks?
Favorite three looks.
Since you don't like any of them.
Hands down, top look of the friggin' night, Blair St. Clair. I don't care what anyone says. You could disagree with me all you want. No one will ever convince me that anyone looked more stunning than she did that night.
Lorraine, you're right, though. She did really come through.
She came around the corner, and I was just like jaw-dropping. Gorgeous. Head to toe, perfection, just gorgeous. You can even tell how much, because he was so young when he started. Not that he's not 15 years old or anything, but you can even see a more of a maturity in him. In his drag since episode one to today. Like, I wanted to give him a standing ovation.
If I was Nicole Kidman, I would never have Blair be my stand-in. Right. Blair would steal the show.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Number two, Miss Cracker. I just loved it. She just looked amazing to me. And then my third, before I give my third, I'm going to give an honorable mention to Monet for the kind of spruced up sponge look.
Yeah, that
she
creative.
Did the blue earrings and the bubbles. I'm glad that, and I appreciate that. You know, like, those are the things you kind of look for in the finale. So thank you for doing that. But my third favorite look, and I'm going to say, not only is it my third favorite look, it is my favorite look from this queen. I take back what I said before. It's my favorite look from this queen the entire season. And that was what Cameron wore for Nasty. And it was so simple. Cameron, listen to me. Take note. All you needed was a rhinestone bustier, and you looked flawless. A black boot and a wig and fierce makeup. You don't need horns. You don't need the trail of deer following behind you. Simple, elegant, perfection. She looked amazing. She rocked the house for that song.
May I say I like Mark a lot, but I love Lorraine because I am agreeing with everything you're saying. That or we're just so far away. Actually, 100%.
Yeah. No, robe came off, I was like, best she's ever looked. Perfection. It was exactly what needed to be worn for that number. It was just simple, elegant, perfection because she's a performer. It doesn't matter what, she just has to look great. We know that she's going to slay. And she looked great, and she slayed. She checked both boxes.
I remember when you were talking about, okay, we get it, Cameron. You're going to go, you're going to shake your head to the right, to the left, and it's kind of over. She still did that, but it was a lot better than before. Yep. So I was tuned in, and I remember being like, wow, Cameron turned it. Like, we can't not say that. She definitely did turn it.
Yeah, totally.
I also liked that the robe she was wearing looked kind of like a boxer's robe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was that whole sense of, I'm getting into the ring now.
Yeah, that was the perfect outfit for Nasty Girl. Yeah. Like, absolutely. Was
and we nasty? Are going to talk about the disaster, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. That's coming up later.
I'm holding off till we get to
it. Wait, can I say my top three
quick? Yeah.
Okay. Well, I really loved Cameron's entrance look. Like, that was, for me, was
the Sailor Moon look. That
looks
exactly
like woodland,
Sailor Moon.
Mother of Dragons. Like, I totally live for the Daenerys realness.
Mothers and daughters don't always agree.
Absolutely. Well, you guys already said like the ones that I liked. I love Blair. I love Monet. I loved Aquaria's lip sync look, the second one with the bang bang. That just gave me so much Gaga, and that's like her huge inspiration in a lot of her looks. And I really liked Vixen's look.
I think that was her best look. Like, that was her purple.
I mean, when the bar's down here.
It stood out to me because, like, no one else wore purple. And, like, that's what something that when you pick a color that no one else is wearing and just kind of own it, like, I really liked the look.
I think purple looks good on her. I think that, like, she could make it a signature color.
An honorable mention to Calorie. I know people will disagree with me.
Oh, no, I liked it.
But I loved how simple it was and the color of that. And she, her face.
I want that hair. I was trying to get a screenshot of that hair. I'm going to take it to my wig girl and be like, girl, Lorraine Love needs one of those in brown.
She stood out to me because it was so simple and it was lovely.
May I say, we never, I don't think any of us four ever really gave Yuhua too many compliments.
Well, I did. No one else did.
Oh, okay. You did. Well, I didn't. So I will say that I thought the fan gag was nice. It was really good. So
it was really
I'll
nice.
I'll give you that. Yeah.
My favorites were Sasha Velour. Hands down. Like, I was just like, it gave me that vibe when, remember back when, what's her name? Heidi, no, it's not Heidi Klum. Is it Heidi Klum who was married to Seal?
Yeah.
Halloween.
Yeah, when they used to dress up for Halloween and they did kind of like a Garden of Eden look. And this was like, sorry, Heidi Klum. This is a better version of that. And it was like, I was just gagging. Asia, I'm an Asia stan, and I just thought, like, I know she tried to do the whole, like, regal Egyptian look in the last episode, episode 12, and this, I was like, oh, yeah, this is exactly that, this exactly reminded me of that, and, Blair, of course.
Yes.
But, since you guys already said Blair, I'm gonna say Miss Vanjie.
Yes.
I thought that dress was beautiful.
I loved it.
I felt like she was like going to the Oscars in that dress.
Absolutely.
So.
Enough said.
Yes, enough said. And now on to the lip syncs.
Oh, goodness gracious.
No.
It was, okay, when this, we all know that this whole Asia with the butterflies thing just fell apart. And when she came out with those boobs, we knew something had to be inside of them, or there had to be some sort of gag, because you don't have, like, cone-shaped boobs like that.
Mm-hmm. They're moving side to
side. Yeah, like, without some sort of gag in mind. And then when she opened them and then nothing came out, I actually asked Tony, who was in the audience, I was like, could you guys in the audience even tell what happened? And he was like, no. We didn't see until the end of the performance when the butterflies actually started, like, waking up and flying around, that's what it was, because we couldn't see them either.
Yeah.
And so there was she needed to use, like, I don't know, I know it's a little bit much, but like mechanical butterflies or bubbles or something that when it is not an insect
creature.
Or a creature that is not going to behave the way you want it to behave.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I know she released like a statement on like Instagram about she was apologizing that she practiced it before like months in advance and that she's sorry because a lot of people got on her because it's like animal cruelty. There's like that whole discussion. So, and she's actually going to volunteer like a couple hundred hours, I believe, at like, I don't know. I don't know the actual organization, but I know she is really like, I feel really bad for her because I really would have liked to see what it would have if she pulled it off and executed it right.
I feel bad just because I wanted her to move on, and I was expecting when I saw her come out with the boobs, I was expecting some sort of big spectacle to happen, like confetti to come out of them or something like that. And then when nothing came out and she was like blowing her hand, I was like, what is happening?
And that look just didn't connect. It wasn't cohesive with Nasty at all. Like, she was this beautiful butterfly like goddess, and that Cameron had the look, and Cameron slayed, and Cameron didn't rely on her reveals,
right?
And like, reveals, hello, Sasha killed it, but I can't rely on them.
I think that was, well, you just said it, which is what I said earlier, is the thing is we know that they know what songs they're doing,
right?
That's I don't think we're breaking any news here. So they know they're doing Nasty or If.
Mm-hmm.
You made a conscious decision to sing one of those two songs in a butterfly outfit. That's mistake number one. Like, that has nothing to do with either song. It doesn't fit it. I don't think even if you were on stage at a club, you would even think to do that. So it would be different if it was the challenge on the runway, and that's what you were wearing for the runway, and then that was the song they played.
Or if
so
you were doing a Mariah Carey song.
Well, and that's what I said. If they were, if Mariah Carey Butterfly was the song, fantastic, great idea. So you actually sat at home and went, what can I do to perform Nastier If? And you came up with this butterfly gimmick. And then when you opened the first one and they sat there and looked at you, you thought, oh, but all the other ones must be awake. So I'm going to try and open them all. You know what I mean?
You never know.
So at that point is when I would have just been like, okay, we're not doing the butterflies. We're taking the bra off and we're just going to perform our heart out. Like had she just done that, I would have been more impressed and I would have been like, okay, girl, you figured it out quickly. But she just kept waiting. Like, nope, the other boob. They're awake in this one. Now I'm going to try this one. Nope, those aren't. Oh, wait, I'm going to try the other wrist. Nope, they're not awake. So everyone's now relying on the tricks. And I will put Eureka in that same thing. Most of her was walking around waiting to do the next reveal. And all of them were dancing around her.
We do got to go back to basics because I think the bar was set so high with Sasha.
Yeah.
And I think we talked about this on one of the earlier episodes, like at least for us four at the table. It's like we don't really love a reveal if like you're wearing like a skateboard on the side of your head to make the reveal hit. Like it's got to be a slick reveal. Yeah. And I think they're putting too much on it. And you're right. Lorraine, again, you're so funny today because I agree with you 100%. Why she didn't like abort the mission and just do something else would have been great. She could have still rocked it and we would have given her credibility for pushing through. But what did she do? The only thing that she did, and I love Asia, so it hurts me to say this, she stopped and did the 1993 butterfly. Yeah. Like, I just don't know what was happening, and I was crushed as an Asia stan all season. I thought she had great etiquette, and she didn't deserve to win. I know that, but my heart broken for her, for sure.
Yeah, it was crushing as a fan.
I just thought Sasha was the perfect combination of using your reveals, but also still performing the song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, she had emotion. She wasn't dancing.
Well,
she was...
here's the thing that some of you may not know, a little tidbit of information. Sasha, and she said this in an interview, so it's not like I have some insider information, she had two tricks up her sleeve, depending on which song she got. Mm-hmm. So had she gotten the other song, she said she had scissors strapped to her thigh, and she was going to cut something up or something. I don't remember if she had gotten the other song. So she had something completely different planned for the other song had she got it. But the thing is, regardless of, even if she had done the butterflies during If, I don't think the butterflies would have liked If either. I think they would have just sat there and looked at her as well. Like, what are you doing to me, girl? So
she could have went with like a dominatrix kind of thing, because that goes good for Nasty.
Totally.
And it also goes good for If, you know, like she could mix in. But choices.
Choices.
So there you go. Yeah. Asia.
Facts are facts.
So do you guys think Aquaria won the last lip sync?
Yes.
She only had like one reveal, right? She did the Eureka.
The pops.
Yeah.
She popped those things and she did the fire.
For Bang Bang?
Yeah.
Yeah. She had like totally. The confetti.
She was the one I was looking at. I mean, I kind of started looking at Eureka at the end when she had a reveal. She got the Nicki verse.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay, Eureka. And I honestly lost Cameron. You know, I love Cameron, but it was between Aquaria for sure. Then Eureka, then it was Cameron.
Well, I felt like Eureka.
Stella, I don't.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Oh, Stella, I don't even think you're wrong about how you lost them, because I just don't think we, as the audience, want to see three people lip syncing at one time. It's too hard for us to visually see. Yeah. And then, especially when they edit it for us to sort of know who's going to win, I get lost in the shuffle. So you weren't the only one.
When they announced the song, I actually got really excited for a second, because when they had a final three and they announced a song that had three singers, I thought each was going to get a verse to perform. And I thought, genius, love that, because we used to do that at Mickey's. Mm-hmm. We'd end every show with Lady Marmalade, and four girls within the cast of the show would come out at the end, and we'd all perform, we'd pick a part, and we'd all do it. I was like, oh, what a great idea. You know, they each can come up, they each have their moment, but then they all just lip sync the whole thing together. So then I was just like, oh, that's not what I wanted.
Yeah.
And I felt like had Eureka came out in the red, which actually was probably, if I had to pick a fifth favorite outfit, that was the only outfit that she wore that I was like, stunning, I want that, I'm going to steal it, alter it. and wear it for Lorraine. Because I thought that red, had she came out in that red and just unzipped into that bodysuit, would have been plenty enough.
Yeah.
Plenty enough. She could have got to dancing. She could have made her splash from the very beginning instead of waiting to do that reveal. Because I liked that she did that walk on the dun 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 dun, and she just came walking forward. That was...
Oh, you did?
Oh, I loved it. That's exactly what I would have done.
Hold on, Lorraine.
That's
exactly what I would have done. So good.
I loved it.
Tell me the most quintessential Janet Jackson dance that everyone knows was best done by a Eureka walk?
Yes, because I would rather watch you do something that's your own than watch Aquaria try to duplicate what she does in the video.
But by a slow walk?
Yes!
I need the comments to tell me if that... Yes! That doesn't make Mark, you are back.
Well, they
to Mark.
Don't. They
I
don't like
Lorraine.
Me, so don't read the comments. They're gonna agree with you.
Although I talked to I talked to Tony before he came in here, and he said, sitting in the audience, he did think that at least between Eureka and Aquaria, that as an audience member, he thought Eureka did better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if that it has to do with the way they edited or what. That's not my opinion, but. I get it. That's an opinion from watching in the audience.
Yeah.
I wonder if also having a final three was not only to up the ante of like last year, but also to kind of like avoid spoilers. Cause it's like, okay, now it's not between two people, it's between three people. You know what I'm saying?
Cause but I didn't hear anything about it being three people, which I was surprised. Yeah. Like that I hadn't, I mean, not that I don't go out seeking stuff, but I always seem to find out stuff whether I like to or not. I hadn't heard that there was a final three. So that made me like, I like when there's, I say this on Days of Our Lives. I love when stuff happens and I didn't read about it in Soap Opera Digest already. It just happens. You're like, oh, shoot, I didn't expect that. Yeah. So that I appreciated from the finale, that there was something that didn't get ruined for me. So I wish they could somehow... I just don't know how else they can do it other than actually doing it live and taping at... or taping and showing maybe at 5 o'clock on Pacific. You know what I mean? Like taping it. Doing it live and showing it on both coasts simultaneously. That's the only thing. But I mean, I don't know that that's ever going to happen.
Yeah, I would love that too, but I don't know.
FYI, Mark is Lorraine. So all you people that love Lorraine but don't like Mark, he's in here.
He's in here.
He's in
here. I love you, Mark and Lorraine.
And spoiler alert, that's Ollie. Huh?
I know a lot of people in chat are like, I didn't know that was him until he started talking. When he came to the studio, people were like, who is this?
And
like,
somebody did say they loved your hair, by the way, Jackie.
Oh, my hair?
Yeah. Yeah. Even though me and Ollie spent 5 hours getting ready, they like your hair better, but whatever.
My hair that I just like woke up with.
And Ronnie, you look great too.
You do, Ronnie.
Thank you. And my busted t-shirt, but thank you.
Hey, girl. No one wears it like you.
We love it. Any last thoughts before I go into All-Star predictions? One of my favorite other things was any hole is a goal, as Melania Trump said.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny.
Yeah. Why did you look at me when you said that? Rude.
I was just looking at you because you're part of the conversation.
You're turned up right now, Mark. Oh my gosh. He's spicy.
I always tell people that. I'm like, you think Mark's bad? Wait till Lorraine shows up.
Any last thoughts before I go into fan shoutouts?
Do we miss anything? Ronnie, what did we forget? The chat room,
know.
If there's something we didn't talk about, you want us to talk about, now's the time to voice your opinion.
Well, my big thing was just that I was very shocked with how good Cameron did. You know, I know she was on the lower end of all of our liking her, except for Ollie.
And hey, I liked her. Thank you.
Well, we all kind of, I didn't not like her, but I just think she really turned it up, and I think she was really impressive for a finale, which... With her interesting confidence, she could have, like, got in her head, and she didn't, so that was pretty cool. But what I'll say about the finale, first time watching it, felt like a little bit of a letdown to the season. Watching it a second or third time, I was like, okay, this is a good episode. I'm into it after I watched it more than once.
Yeah,
I did love RuPaul's entrance with the dancers, and then she had that great dress that moved so nicely, and she was dancing. Yeah. Like that was a great moment.
Well, and this was one of those perfect moments that I always say, because whenever drag queens want to perform together and they want to do the stuff simultaneously, this is a prime example of what I always say. It doesn't have to be and amazing choreography. What she did was so simple.
Yeah.
All she did was join in some back and forth bopping. She walked forward, walked backward, and boom, it ended. And you lived for it.
Yeah.
And that's what I always say. I'm like, don't try to go so over the top with stuff, especially in heels and hair and all this stuff. Sometimes it doesn't really kind of work.
Yeah.
It just was so simple and classic and perfection. It was great. Stella for season 11.
No, oh, thank you. Even though
Gio... Bob's stickers are getting made.
Gio said I look like the female gremlin. Thank you so much. That's my idol.
Female gremlin? Is that a good thing?
Yes, it is a good thing. Thank you so much.
They probably just found out I did your makeup, so now they're going to be nasty.
Lorraine, also, you got a good neckline going here. I like that.
You know, it's so funny because someone at my work said, what are you going to wear? And I said, well, I'm going to wear my dress with tulle because I do have nice clavicle bones. I don't have a lot of good features, but these... I'm happy with these.
I think it's unfair because every time you do that hair, they always want to go and read you for Chris Kardashian.
Chris
Jenner.
Yeah.
No, you're way better than that.
Thank you.
Way better, Lorraine.
Chris
way
Jenner
better.
Is trying to be Lorraine Love. Let's not mince words.
I also like that there were pussy hats on the dancers at one point.
Yeah.
I appreciated that.
I think one of them was someone who danced with me once. Oh. I think it was Jonathan. Yeah, I think it was him.
Nice.
And by dance with me, I meant danced around me.
Wait, I don't get it.
I didn't dance.
Oh, I thought it was some kind of sex thing.
I need more lip gloss. This is a lip gloss moment.
So shout out to Lil Plum Bob. It's a cute name. And they said that their favorite, their queens that, and this is not a comprehensive list of all the ones they wrote, but Angina, Jessica Wilde, Jocelyn Fox, Pearl, Trinity, and those are some of the queens they would want to see in an All-Stars. Drock Studios said some of the, and again, I write really fast and I can't read my handwriting.
I do the same thing.
So if I mess this up, I'm so sorry. Courtney Act, Gia Gunn, Valentina, and Kimchi are some people they would like to see on All Stars. For me, I would like to see Jiggly Caliente, Dita Ritz, Laganja, Max, Naomi Smalls, Blair, Mayhem, Monet, Monique, Asia, and Calorie.
She picked a cast. Nice. She didn't say a few. She picked the cast.
That's
my All Stars cast.
Very nice.
Randomly, RJ, what do you think?
Okay. How do you compete with Jackie's list?
Right.
I think I have two. I don't know. Let's see. From this season, I definitely think I want more from Dusty. I've seen an interview around the internet, and it looks like Cracker is not really interested in doing it just yet. So we'll put her on the side. I would be, of course, happy with Monet, but I'm also okay with her not doing it. The one I'm really into the most is probably Trinity, the Tuck Taylor. She was so good last season. And I didn't think of Naomi, but now that Jackie said it, Naomi Smalls is a fun season. Like she's good for the show. So I'd go for that too.
And I kept thinking, like, I read this article, I think it was in Vulture, that was like 100 of the best Drag Race outfits of all time. And they like just recalling some of Nate, I was trying to think of my own to add to the list or which ones I agree with or didn't agree with. And I was like, there were so many from Naomi Smalls that I really did like. And so I'm like, I would just love to see what else she could bring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quick question. Has Darian Lake done All Stars yet?
No.
It's for All Stars, Ronnie.
I would maybe be okay with that.
Shade. Oh, my God.
Okay, then the next person I'm going to give you, you're definitely going to try to read me.
I was kidding. That's what I'm paid to do, be funny.
True, you are, and you are doing it.
We get paid, right?
So my other person... the other person besides that, and these are offshoots. These are not, like, fan favorites. These are people I think need another shot. And maybe Ollie will agree. Miss Kasha Davis, I would like to see some Miss Kasha Davis.
I would love that. Yeah. I would love that. She's very highly underrated. She's awesome.
I like
saw
Kasha.
Her perform a couple times. She's a lot of fun. Yeah. She's highly, highly underrated. So I would love that. I would love to see Monet, Miss Congeniality. Another Miss Congeniality that hasn't yet to be on All Stars is Ivy Winters.
Oh, yeah.
So I would love to see her. No one's really talking about her these days. She's kind of under the radar. So I would love to see older queens, too.
Why did you look at me? That was so rude.
Well,
Stella.
You're
bad
my mother.
Bad girl.
Season 11.
Already done filming it, girl.
Season 12. Season 13, 14, 15, 16, 17,
She's
18.
Pretty. She's not bright. I would like to see Raven back on an All Stars. I don't think it would ever happen, but I love my sister and I think she deserves a title. But I also think I had somebody in my head that I was going to say. You said Miss Kasha Davis. I do like. Oh, I actually wouldn't mind seeing Alexis Michelle back on, because I think Alexis Michelle, I feel like, is one of those people. If she got a second chance, she wouldn't be so in her head, which I think Miss Cracker too. Yeah. I think if she gets a second chance, she won't be as in her head. I think she'll know who she is and she'll rely on that more. Those kind of people, I think, the people that kind of got caught up in it. Who else? I mean, I would love to see, Angina from season one.
And she looked great.
I would love
she
to see, great. Who's my Puerto Rican girl from Jessica Wilde. Love me some friggin' Jessica Wilde. Love that girl. I would love to see her on All Stars too. And Milk again.
You know who it I does don't, about it good. Jackie, last time you announced to everybody, like right on the comments, who you want for All Stars, a lot of people said Pearl. I don't really love Pearl that much. What is your guys' thoughts on Pearl coming back for an All-Stars?
Oh, you were in here when Lorraine did not like Pearl for most of the season.
Most of the season. I did change.
Yeah.
I did have a change of heart, like the third to last episode. I kind of was like, oh, I kind of like her now. It would be interesting to see her again. I'm curious to see if I would go back to the way I was, or I would like pick up where I left off.
Well, I wasn't born yet, so I can't
oh,
say anything.
Oh, shut up.
During that time. Someone in the chat, Ryder, you said Pheromone. I would love to see Pheromone and Valentina on a season together. I want to see their rivalry. I want to see their rivalry ignite.
Ronnie is falling apart.
You gotta take casting into consideration. You have to have, like, rivals on the All-Stars for it. It just has to... That's shady producers for you. That's shady producers for you, Ronnie. It's television. We're selling stories here.
Gotcha. You convinced me, Stella.
Thank you.
We're not selling dreams. We're selling stories. Oh, jeez. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you to... I forgot who it was who said that my makeup looked like Raven's. Not even close. But whatever you're drinking, keep drinking, and everybody needs to drink more. Raven would be like, "Are you fucking kidding me? I look better than her." I have to tell you. I'll tell you a fun little story about me and Raven. Whenever I would go, because if you have never, have you been? You've been to the shows at Mickey's when Raven's hosting. Have we all been?
Yes.
I keep wanting to say randomly, RJ.
Yes.
You've seen. If you haven't seen, halfway through the show, Raven will come out and do birthdays. So she'll call anybody who's had a birthday up on stage. She talks to them. They do a shot, and then they move on with the show. Well, every time she would come out, she kept having to come up with outfits to wear, which it's another cost. So she started just finding the ugliest thing she could find and wearing it. So it becomes now how ugly is her dress going to be? So every time... I love my sister. So one day I get to Mickey's, and I'm unpacking. I'm getting ready for the show. And she comes over, and she starts looking through my suitcase. And I'm like, girl, what are you doing? What do you need? She's like, I'm looking for a dress for birthdays. My sister. You see how she plays me? So now that's like our running joke whenever I'm in the show. She's like, oh, good. I'm glad Lorraine's here. I can use something of hers
to write.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
So there's a little fun little story for you about my sister.
Well, I want to give one last...
Your auntie. She's now your auntie.
Oh, nice.
She's now your auntie.
I can't wait to meet her.
I want to give one last shout out, and this goes to Patrick Youngblood, who does fragrance reviews on his YouTube channel, and he's thinking about doing his own Drag Race recap after show.
Oh, who is this?
Patrick Youngblood, someone who watches our show.
Oh, fantastic. So we've inspired people.
Yeah, so check out him and his channel.
And if you do watch, know that you shouldn't be like me, because people will hate you. That's the best advice I can give you.
Well, now we have AfterBuzz TV news and gossip.
Yay! Woo-hoo! Hit that button. There it is.
There it is. TV news. I love that we're all...
Anthony's got nails on, too, so he's a little delayed.
We're always waiting for it. We're like,
There it is.
Okay,
yeah.
There it is. We have some interesting, exciting news for you guys. We are actually pairing with this other platform called Get Vocal, and that's GET space V OKL. So you can go online, and they're in a beta period right now. So you can go online, join that. And then we are going to be doing a weekly drag after show with them. So hopefully, I don't have all of the details yet. I won't have them for you until about Tuesday. So hopefully we will tape same time, same place, but you can get us through that platform.
Yeah.
In between Drag Race.
More people to annoy.
Channels, yeah. In between Drag Race seasons. That's what I wanted to say.
You don't annoy anyone, Mark. We love you, Lorraine. We do.
Thank you.
And on that platform, we're going to explore more than just Drag Race. We're going to explore all kinds of other aspects of drag, which brings me to my next thing. If you listen to this podcast and you are a drag king, or if you have a friend who is a drag king who is interested in being a guest on that show, hit me up on Twitter or on YouTube and let me know, because we'd love to have you. I'd love to be getting some drag kings on that platform and out in the world.
That's an awesome idea.
Landon Sider. Do you know Landon Sider? He performs in L.A.
Okay.
Very, very good.
Yeah. Well, he wants to join. Then he should.
Sure. I don't have his number, but...
I'm just going to throw that out there, but I have no information.
That's well, it.
That's that's it. That's all of our show. Ronnie, anything else?
No, just I enjoyed doing the show. I remember doing engineering season 4, and I was so nervous to engineer season 4 with you guys, because at that time I had really not come together with my own shit, you know, and hadn't fully like came out or whatever. So to look, you know, look back at season 4 when I met Jackie and Cam and Kenny and everybody, the whole crew, and to be so shy and be in the engineering booth and never talk to anybody about what I was feeling, and now to flash forward to season 10 and know why I joined the Drag Race after show and why it's so important to me, I get very sensitive and I get very sad and happy at the same time that this platform allowed us to just, you know, let loose, be ourselves, and... yeah, I don't want to say any more. I'll also start tearing up. So thank you.
And I'm so happy for you, Ronnie, because I remember after you actually left to move to New York, and you were emailing us because you had met some of the queens from season 4 in New York. And we had like a whole email chain going, and I was like, look at Ronnie living his best life. And I was so happy for you.
Yeah, when I worked with you guys, you were so welcoming, and you guys didn't know what I was dealing with at that time. Like, I was on third base trying to come around to home base and figure my stuff out. And you guys were such a welcoming, opening platform. And though my job was just engineer, you allowed me to talk about this stuff. And you guys didn't know what was going on, or maybe you did, but you were so beautiful at the way you received me that by the time I went to New York, we became a family. And yeah, I remember working an event 4 or 5 times. I worked with Peppermint and I worked with Willem as I was their driver for an event in the city. So full circle moment. And I couldn't even believe you guys allowed me to be on your show this season. So
Thank you, Ronnie. We love you.
Glad having you.
We love you. Ooh. And if you want to see more of awesome Ronnie, and hopefully Lorraine and Stella can come back for our other show. We'd love them as guests.
Possibly.
So stay tuned. And keep checking our Twitter and other social media for that.
Somebody just asked what our favorite, he asked what I'm going to put this out there, everybody, they were asking me, but what, how would you rate overall season 10 compared to all the other seasons? I would definitely, it's probably my top 3. Because I always said season 2's still my favorite. I loved season 8 with Bob. And I would say season 10 is probably my now third favorite.
I can't rate the seasons. It's interesting to me that people do that, because I see people do it all the time and they're like, well, I don't like this season. I do like this season. There's always something in every season that I like. And there's always some queen that I like. And there's always some aspect of a season that I don't like. Like, I got so over the Coco Alyssa fight by the end of that season that I that was frustrating me, but there were other queens and other things that happened on that season.
They're all their own separate like entities. They're all in a separate world. So yeah, I agree. But I think honestly, season 10 is one of my favorite seasons. I can't like rate them. It's hard. I'd say season 10, 9, maybe 6. But yeah, season 10 is definitely in my top 3. Yeah. I agree with my mom for once.
Yay! She just wants me to beat her face again.
I have to learn somehow.
Ronnie, favorite season?
I think season 4, of course, like I just said, 4 was really great. I want to say when Raja won, that was also just like such an electric feeling.
Yeah.
I like Bob, kind of like you said. You like Bob the winner. You may not like the season. And you
but
know
I
what?
Liked a lot of the people... girls on season 8 too.
Say it again?
I liked a lot of the girls on season 8 too. Like yeah. Overall, there were, I like, it's usually like the ones I think that I like the most are the ones that have a lot of girls that I like.
Mm-hmm.
So well, I think yeah, that that's
people
why.
People will say such negative things about season 7, but it did produce Trixie and Katya, and it did produce my darling Violet, who I love from episode 1 till the very end. So I
you
mean,
are the only person.
Only person on the planet.
But I'm going to stand in that truth, you guys. I
Good.
Go
stand
so
in your truth.
Hard for Violet. I don't know what it is. I just love that girl.
I don't either, girl.
Lorraine, turn it down. It's the end of the episode. Soft feelings, please. Get in your emotions. Thank you.
All right, guys. We've been asked to wrap, so I'm your host, 123 Jackie B. Find me on all platforms. Let me know if you're a drag king and you want to join us. Let them know where they can find you, ladies.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove.
Sorry, I'm fixing my boobies. Stella, I don't have any social media, but you should totally follow this really awesome guy, Ollie Drennan, at Ollie Dreamer. He's amazing. I love him so much. So, and I love y'all. And I've had such an amazing time this season with you guys.
Yeah.
Randomly, RJ?
You could find me at a Monet Exchange show. I'll be going to each and every one of them. And my social media is at RandomlyRJ. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We'll miss everybody.
Mwah. Well, until next
Most,
week.
Yeah. Oh, we have another show? This is the last one?
This is the last one of Drag Race.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I meant. We're going to miss the people in the chat room.
Yes.
That's what I meant. Why am I being made fun of for that?
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Drag you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.